This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung says ministry putting effort to upgrade laws and policies of communication sectors. Palesha Govardhan wins medal for Nepal in Paralympics. President and Prime Minister congratulate her. And NATO chief backs Ukraine's offense in Russia's Kursk region. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said the government is working towards making the communication sector more systematic through laws and policies. In a press conference organized by Press Chowtari Nepal of Kandaki province today in Pokhara, Minister Gurung stated that most of the laws related to the communication sectors are out of date and said that the government has moved towards making new laws based on the need by revising them. Minister Gurung also mentioned that the institutions related to the communication sector, including the National News Agency, Radio Nepal, Nepal Television, Gorkha Patra, Post Office, are operating according to the old laws and regulations, and the government has taken steps to amend them as per the need. Palesha Govardhan has won a historic bronze medal for Nepal in the Paris Paralympics 2024. In the women's taekwondo under 57 kg event of the K44 category match held on Friday, Palesha defeated Serbia's Marija Mishev by 15-8 points to bring a coveted bronze medal for herself and the country. She has become the first Nepali athlete to win a medal in the Paralympics. Palesha is also the first Nepali athlete to play in the Paralympics after passing the qualifying round. Meanwhile, taking to social media account this morning, President Ramchandra Podal and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have congratulated Palesha for the historic feat achieved in Paris of France. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Podal has made clear that there is a favorable environment for development and prosperity in the country. While laying the foundation stone of the new building of Lumbini Regional Hospital today, Finance Minister Podal said that the economy is under pressure and the private sector in despair must start production and productivity with hope, faith and trust. Claiming that the present government has achieved significant achievements in a short period, Minister Podal said that the main objective of the current government formed by two major parties is to protect the country from instability. Minister Podal further added that the government and the opposition should work together in the work of development. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattrai has said that the federal government is committed to the development and promotion of the library. On the occasion of the 17th Library Day celebrated with the slogan Library for Continuous Education, Minister Bhattrai informed that the ministry is in the process of formulating the necessary laws and regulations for the development of the libraries. Minister Bhattrai also mentioned that access to library is a fundamental right after the promulgation of the constitution, stating that the library was opened based on the needs of the community. Three people have been seriously injured in Isailu Kharka Rural Municipality 3 after being hit by a lightning. Locals said that the three cousins who were struck by the lightning inside their home were seriously injured. Police inspector of the area police office in Isailu Kharka, Hari Baral, said that all three are currently undergoing treatment at the primary health center after rescued from the incident spot. Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Transportation Devendra Dahal has carried out an on-site inspection of the under-construction Mungling Pokhara Road project. The inspection covered the areas stretching from Abu Khairani of Tanahu district in the east section of the road to Jamune of Pokhara in the west section. Expressing concerns over the progress of the project, Minister Dahal instructed to accelerate the remaining works. The undertaking is being enforced with the concessional loan assistance of the Asian Development Bank, under which the two-lane road from Pokhara to Mungling would be expanded into four-lane in the wake of increasing traffic on this road. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Chief of North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO Jens Stoltenberg said that Ukraine was fully within its rights to launch its surprise offensive into Russia's Kerch border region as an act of self-defense. Agence France-Presse cited the interview of NATO Chief Stoltenberg by German newspaper Die Welt that Ukraine has a right to defend itself and according to the international law, this right does not stop at the border. The offensive launched on the 6th of August caught the Kremlin off guard, with Kyiv claiming to have captured dozens of settlements and more than 1,200 square kilometers of territory. Stoltenberg also welcomed Germany's commitment to remain Ukraine's largest European military donor and second largest worldwide as Berlin prepares cuts to its aid to Kyiv in next year's budget. The Balochistan government has officially declared 10 districts as calamity hit due to severe rainfall and subsequent flooding that has devastated the region. Asian News International cited the latest report of the Provincial Disaster Management Authority, PDMA, which states that the flood have claimed at least 29 lives and left 15 individuals injured. The monsoon rains, which begin on the 1st of July, have caused extensive damage to infrastructure and homes. The PDMA directed the local district administrations to expedite relief efforts to assist the affected populations. The scale of the damage underscores the severe impact of the monsoon season, which has been worsened by increasingly unpredictable climatic factors. A helicopter which was being airlifted by Mi-17 aircraft to Gaucher airstrip for repair work has crashed in Kedarnath of India on Saturday. According to the Asian News International, the pilot dropped the helicopter into an empty space in the valley, sensing danger when the Mi-17 plane started losing its balance while lifting the helicopter for repair work. District Tourism Officer Rahul Chobe said a team is inspecting the situation. SP of Pune Rural Police said that the helicopter had 4 people on board, including the captain. However, there is no loss of life in the incident. Following the crash, the captain sustained injuries and was immediately hospitalized, whereas the remaining 3 passengers are reported to be in stable condition. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and at one or two places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung says ministry putting effort to upgrade laws and policies of communication sectors. Palesha Govardhan wins medal for Nepal in Paralympics. President and Prime Minister congratulate her. And NATO chief backs Ukraine's offense in Russia's Kerch region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.